You're listening to Dear Adult Daughter, a podcast for those who want to quiet the inner critical mother, who want to take care of themselves and the relationship they have with their actual mothers, who want to step out of the dysfunctional dynamic altogether and not be miserable in the process. I got you. So today I want to talk about the truth about toxic mothers. And I'm first going to share an allegory from Snow White, because a couple of weeks ago, I had the distinct pleasure of having an amazing conversation with Kate Farrell, who is an expert on the heroine's journey. And she and I had a conversation about how age-old fairy tales reveal patterns in the heroine's journey and how having a difficult or troubled relationship with one's mother can impact the real-life journey of her adult daughter. And so I'm going to read something that Kate shared directly from the fairy tale of Snow White from Grimm's Fairy Tales in 1812. The good dwarves felt pity for the prince, and they gave him the glass coffin in which Snow White lay. The prince had his servants carry it away on their shoulders, but it happened that one of them stumbled on some brush, and this dislodged from Snow White's throat the piece of poisoned apple the evil queen had given her. Not long afterwards, she opened her eyes, lifted the lid from the coffin, sat up, and was alive again. And what I loved especially is how Kate told this original tale, not the Disney version of Snow White, and revealed how all the characters in the story are archetypal rather than literal, and how they reflect aspects of the heroine. So for instance, in this older, realer version of the story, Snow White wakes herself up and notices her new perspective. The prince is her built-in self-protection in the fairy tale, and it is her embrace of the masculine within her in real life. And when Kate told this piece of the story, I clapped my hands in delight and I said, yes, the piece of poisoned apple represents the shame that we are all given to eat and swallow and digest and metabolize. And Snow White shows us that it can be expelled. So with that little preview, I want to share that sometimes I get sort of shaming, finger wagging comments like, you shouldn't be encouraging people to go no contact and tearing families apart. You should be encouraging love and compassion. And I'm like, dude, you can't love and light or thoughts and prayers yourself or anyone else out of an abusive relationship. Love and light doesn't turn a dysfunctional or abusive mother into a healthy mother. And it must be always said that when I say healthy, I do not mean perfect. It requires love to step out of dysfunctional and/or abusive dynamics, to heal from those dynamics, and then, if you choose, come back to the relationship from that place. Estrangement can be one of the most loving and compassionate and truthful steps that an adult daughter can take, because actual love doesn't bypass truth. And I recently saw a video from poet, writer, and author Andrea Gibson, who has cancer. And they recently shared a story about something their doctor said to them. The doctor said, "The cancer thinks it's a better version of you than you are. So you want to spend some time in your day telling the cancer that you are a better version of it and tell it to go." Andrea said that they'd been doing the opposite, that they had been trying to send the cancer love. And the doctor's reply just blows me away. The doctor's reply was, "What a better way to love something than to tell it the truth." Because the truth isn't nice and polite. It's not trying to please or hide or force or control or manipulate. It's clean and clear and full of love. because love doesn't stand for abuse from anyone, and it doesn't bypass being a human. Abuse thrives on shame, and shame will always find a way to get into the way, find a way to get in the way of truth. And a toxic mother is simply a mother who was fed the poison apple and thus experiences unconscious, unacknowledged shame, projects it mostly unintentionally onto her daughter, and is unwilling to hear the truth and take responsibility for it. Estrangement can be temporary. I sometimes even call it just taking a sabbatical, because most of the time, things that can't be repaired well without a clean break. Let me say that again, because I don't think I said it clearly. Most of the time, things that can't be repaired, most of the time, because most of the time, things can't be repaired well without a clean break. So, if you are a mother with an estranged daughter, the most loving, truthful thing you can do is to identify where shame and related trauma is lurking within. Dislodge that toxin and free yourself, because I guarantee it's generational shame, meaning it wasn't yours to begin with, and it's preventing you from having the relationship you want to have with your daughter. And from there, you can attempt to repair the relationship you have with her. And I can help you do this. And if you are an adult daughter who wants to take better care of herself and the relationship that she has with her mother, it is the same work. Dislodge the toxin so you can be free and let your mother take responsibility for doing her own work. She may not be on board. She might not like what you're doing, but you can stop living at the mercy of generational shame. This doesn't mean sugarcoating it or gaslighting yourself. It means that you take the shame that was never yours to begin with out of your story. You stop letting it diminish you, and that's where your power lies. That's what's yours to take responsibility for, and I can help you do this. The pattern needs to stop with us, because as bell hooks put it, shame produces trauma, and trauma often produces paralysis. And if there's anything this world needs right now, it is for us to not be in paralysis. That is why I do the work that I do. And I have an introductory offer, which I call the Mother Load. It is one-on-one coaching for 2 months. And if you're thinking that 2 months isn't enough, but if you're here listening to this, you're aware. And being aware means you've done a lot of the heavy lifting already. We'll identify the shame-based beliefs that you've internalized and their triggers, and then you'll learn some tools that will help you dislodge those toxins. And from there, we can see what next steps you need to take in the relationship you have with her. This is something you know you want to do, but have questions. I will include my email in the show notes, as well as a link to schedule a 30-minute conversation with me for free. I look forward to meeting you. And as always, much, much love, Karen.